You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, great to have you on the show. How are you this morning?
Morena, very good, thank you, as we head to that last week of the school term.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure there's a few people looking forward to the holidays, teachers and maybe families alike. And there's some good stuff. Good stuff heading our way. Matariki is, of course, just around the corner as well. And Auckland Council's announced a few exciting things that are happening across the city this morning for the sort of Matariki celebrations up here. What can people look out for?
Oh, look, I'm really looking forward to Matariki this year. It starts on the 11th of July and runs through to the 22nd. So it's 11 days. And it's really a time for, I think, whānau and family to pause and remember those who have passed during the year. But importantly, too, to kind of gather and celebrate the present with, you know, fun things and look towards the future. So we've partnered again with the wonderful Ngāti Whārua Ōrākei to provide probably, I think, Rachel, it's like 100 events across the city.
Oh, so, wow.
And many are free and low cost and good for the families and whānau, and it's over the school holiday, so it's super. So I'd like to highlight just a couple of things, though.
Yes, please.
I think are really special. And exciting that people might like to do. So the first is its actual opening itself, and that's on the 11th of July. So if you want to head down to Silo Park at about 5:30, that's, of course, you know, Silo Park down on the waterfront there, we will do a little bit of a celebration down there. Ngāti Whārua will tell their story about Hika and Tamaki Makaurau, and we put on a great switching of the light ceremony, which we do with Vector, which is fantastic. So you'll see the big light show come up, and that's at 6 o'clock. And then you'll get Magic Kaua, and she tells, you know, she does a wonderful Matariki waiata and singing and
cool.
Fun things down there. So that's really cool. That's on the opening night of the 11th. And then a couple of things. One I go to all the time and think is really special, which is the Umutohukohu Tetu, which is the pre-dawn ceremony led by Ngāti Whātua on their whenua, Takaparawha, or people might know it as Bastion Point. So that starts at 5 a.m. It's usually pretty cold, so wrap up well, but I tell you, you get up there at 5 a.m. in the dark, watch the dawn, and, you know, you get the story of the stars of Matariki and take part with the karakia, and it's really magical. Put woolly socks on because the ground's pretty cold, but it is a pretty wonderful event, and you watch the dawn rise, and then it's just really special. It goes from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, there's lots of awesome stuff to catch around the city. I think also, if I'm correct, and someone might be able to fact check me on this, but I think that in the 13-year cycle that Matariki has, this is the closest that the cluster is to us. So it's the brightest year to see it. Good year, to get up early, I reckon. Always special. But let's talk a wee bit more about other things happening across the city. It's a good sort of time for a bit of a PSA, because there's been a lot of conversation about the new under 25s free fees, which was part of the central government's budget this year. But there is actually some stuff that people are going to have to do. It's not an automatic sort of add to your hop card. How does it work, Desley?
Correct. So the real exciting thing is, right in time for the school holidays, when you might want to take the kids to the museum or the zoo or whatever, we have free fees for young people 5 to 12 years old, half price bike fares for those 13 to 24. And that's really exciting. But you're quite right, it doesn't happen automatically. You've got to make sure you have a registered AT hop card,
right,
with your correct date of birth on it. And that's really important. So you might have a hop card, might have your name on it, you didn't fill the date of birth in, it won't work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been quite quite tricky for Auckland Transport. And look, I just like to put a big takibaki out there to the Auckland Transport IT staff, because I'm telling you, Rachel, last week they told me they didn't think they'd get it done in time. It's a whole lot of technology that's sort of like loading, like a huge big software upgrade, and at midnight on Friday night, they're kind of going to load all these new registered cards into a system, which means when you tap, the fares will apply. But you have to do your side of the bargain first. So
okay.
Get your AT hot card, create your AT, My AT account online, make sure that date of birth is in there. And of course, if you're a parent, you can have a card linked to your own on behalf of a child. So, you know,
that's great.
A good plus for parents as well, too. And of course, there's that Community Connect, 50% off with a community services card, too. So that's really important.
So when do people have to get this done by? When do they have to register their hot cards in order for it to sort
Friday.
Of...
Friday.
Okay, so it's a good day to get onto it.
On Saturday, yeah. And just, so that's the good news, but I think I just need to balance it with a reminder, though, for adults, in other words, anyone over the age of 24, not that you're not an adult before that, but that's when the fares go back to full fare. So just remember that if you're currently, say, a two-stage at $2.10, that will go to $4.20. And if you're a three-stage, $2.90, that goes to $5.80. So it's back to full fares for adults. But before people jump in their cars, July 1 is a big day for petrol as well.
Yeah.
Just remember that the price at the pump will jump around 29 cents
yeah.
per litre from July 1, so fill your car up before
good.
Friday.
Good reason to always, you know, try and take public transport when you can,
bike.
For sure.
Get a bike.
Yeah, get a bike, exactly. Just briefly, Desley, because it's an ongoing conversation that we've been touching base with regularly over the last couple of months, but how is the conversation going at the moment with getting in touch with storm-damaged homeowners across the city? Are you nearly done catching up with everybody? How's that process getting on?
We're not nearly done. It's going to take a while, but we've made a really good start. We have, as of yesterday, our recovery office has sent about 3,600 letters, emails and out in two tranches, and we've had about 600 back. So that's important. Remember, we're sending this material out to get a little bit more information that we need that will frame exactly what our situation is to get properties into the new categories that the government came up with. Concurrently, we have started negotiations with the government on, you know, what is the buyout process going
mm-hmm.
to look like. So it's a bit challenging for us because, you know, we still don't know the size of the problem.
Mm.
But we are meeting regularly with them, and their political level, there's a steering group to guide the negotiation, and that consists of the Mayor, myself, Deputy Mayor, two other senior councillors, and an independent Māori statutory board member. And then, of course, the staff leadership team is led by our wonderful recovery manager, Matt Tucker, and he's got some other people behind him. So a key aspect is, I mean, the government is starting at 50-50,
yeah.
and we're starting at 100%, because that's what they did in Christchurch.
Mm.
So there is quite a big gap between the start and the both positions.
Are you worried that this is going to hold up the process, though? We've still got a lot of people sitting in the dark here wondering what's going to be happening with their properties. Is this going to be something that drags that out for them?
Well, I think, as I said a little bit earlier, the real issue for us is understanding the size of the problem. And it's sort of harder for us than the likes of the East Coast, because in an urban environment, you know, houses are often much closer together, and we have, you know, stability issues of land plus closeness of the home. So, you know, we know, for example, that we have red stickered properties right next to another house that is not stickered at all.
Mm.
Therefore, you've got to look at, well, is it just the house, or is it the land, or is it not the land? So there's a whole lot of geotech work and extra material we need. So, you know, I just want to be realistic with your listeners and honest and say that, you know, whilst the government wants to sort of have it all done by a certain time and get it done, we it's not that we're slowing down the process, but it's important that we actually have to have all the information we need. The last thing we want to do is put, you know, an agreement together that, you know, ratepayers across the region are having to fund when it's actually not accurate, and we end up not having a true size and scale of the problem we need to solve. So it's quite complex and complicated in so much that we have an election coming up, and, you know, from the government's perspective, I totally get they're trying to get this sorted as soon as possible. So it's just challenging.
It is. It's very challenging, and I'm sure it's something we're going to come back to in the next couple of weeks as well, because ongoing conversation as well. But Desley, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate touching base with what's happening around the city, and just for the people who are texting in about the HOP card situation, it's the free travel for under 25s, which is part of the central government's budget, comes into effect on the 1st of July, but you have to register your HOP card.
Yeah, free fares for those 5 to 12 years old, and half price.
Oh, sorry, half price fares, yes.
10 to 24, yeah.
Yes, yes. Good correction there, yes. Thank you very much, Desley. Have a great rest of your morning, and we will talk to you again next week.
Correct. Okay. Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.